For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. If this sounds like busy traffic to you, it may sound like silence compared to the traffic much of South Carolina will experience on August 21st. That's the day the much-anticipated total solar eclipse will pass in a 65-mile-wide path from Greenville to Charleston. Fascinated citizens are not the only ones anticipating the event. The state's law enforcement officers will have their hands full with traffic, both from locals and the many visitors the state expects. Columbia Police Chief Skip Holbrook named his number one rule for drivers that day.
Don't stop in traffic. We don't want people stopping in traffic, and we don't want people pulling over into an emergency lanes to stop and view. It's real important that we keep traffic moving, especially if we got emergency vehicles that need to get certain places or ambulances that need to get to hospitals or to respond to medical calls.
Highway Patrol Sergeant Bob Barris said state troopers will be out on the interstates and major roads in full force. He, too, cautioned drivers about stopping along the highways.
We do want the public to know it's not only unsafe, but it's illegal to stop on the roadway or along a controlled access roadway such as a highway interstate for reasons other than an emergency situation. Be very cautious when you're driving during the eclipse. You know, watch for distracted or disoriented drivers. If you are driving during the eclipse, keep driving with your headlights on, obviously, because it's going to get dark.
Barris said the Highway Patrol's biggest concern is accidents caused by distracted drivers during the eclipse.
We always ask you to limit your distractions. If you think you're going to drive and look up and watch the eclipse at the same time, your chances of getting in a collision are greater, especially with all those other people around you. So now you're putting yourself at risk, your passengers at risk, and the other people around you at risk. And that's what we want to avoid.
The Columbia Police assume there will be some fender benders, and Holbrook said the department has prepared for that.
We're working with our tow companies to pre-stage wreckers throughout the city. Instead of them responding just from their business locations, we want to strategically place them throughout the city so we can have a quick response and get the roadways cleared up quickly.
Both Holbrook and Barris expect traffic to be similar to a big football game or weather event, but even more so. Holbrook said his officers will be flexible, especially after the eclipse.
We anticipate once the viewing is done that we may have to man some intersections and override lights like you would see at a sporting event. But we're also hoping that, you know, people that are at some of the event locations aren't just going to immediately get in their car and leave. We hope that we see staggered departures, and we're going to have people at key choke points and these key locations. And then if we have to make adjustments, we will.
Barris hopes eclipse watchers will adopt the Boy Scout motto for the day and be prepared.
Plan ahead, just like you would plan a family vacation. Plan on where you're going to go, where you're going to stay, and what route you're going to use and how you're going to get home. Make sure your car has gas, something that you don't think about. If your engine light's on now, it's going to be on August 21st. So get that fixed. But we will have people on hand if you do break down. But the better you prepare, that will help us out.
Asked where he would be during the eclipse, Holbrook speculated,
I might be standing in the middle of an intersection. I would suspect that's probably where I will be. We've got a number of events, but I'm going to be pretty mobile during the day. So I would imagine as it gets close, I'll either pick an intersection that we're manning or I'll pick one of the four spots that the city's sponsoring. Wherever I pick, I'll get there early and I'll remain there afterwards. If I talk it, I got to walk it.
Both officers stressed planning ahead to maximize enjoyment of the eclipse and minimize injuries or accidents. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.